You set about arranging many charity walks. What was your drive for that?
The charity walk started back, really, I came aware of, I didn't know what leukemia was in the 70s. And in 1977, I broke a bone in my foot and I went to back to Taunton, where I was obviously playing, like in the county ground and those sides, my county side, I should say, in those days. And I went back to Taunton, and to get to the physio department, I had to go through the children's ward. And I saw four lads. You know, you can see people who are obviously ill, your traction and tubes sticking out, etc. But there were four lads sat around a table playing a board game. And I just looked and I said to the doc, I said, those guys just visiting? And he said, no, they had leukemia. And he said, they're very seriously ill. And that's how I first got introduced to leukemia. And then we started supporting it then. And then we ended up doing the first walk in the mid-80s. And we've done 17 walks since then, not all for leukemia and lymphoma, but most of them. And we've did our last walk and finished, retired, if you like, from walking, a few months ago in Australia, where we were doing it for type 1 diabetes, which my daughter, Becky, suffers from. So we went there and we thought it was appropriate to do something in Australia. It went very well. We raised well over $1 million for type 1 diabetes research in Australia. And we retired. So that's 17 walks, thousands upon thousands of miles in various parts of the world. So we still continue, but the walking is finished. My body, like it said at 37 when I played cricket, that's enough of that. And after the Australia walk, really after the Sri Lankan walk, before that, I knew that my time was coming to an end on the long distance power walks. So, I hung up my boots, but we still have a lot of other things we do. We raise awareness, we raise money, we have golf days, dinners, all sorts of other forms of fundraising. So we will continue, but I'm sure a lot of motorists will be pleased to know that we won't be holding them up on the roads of the UK again.